second hour on Wednesday, the 9th day of August. The purpose of the day is to buy ammunition. You think you have enough? Well, you probably don't. Buy case lots, and you'll be, at some point in the future, very glad you did. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 or 14 books, more coming as he finds time. An amateur archaeologist advanced to the point where governments consult with him regarding matters of archaeology, and a weekly talk show host on his own radio shortwave show. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Very good.
Well, Jim, I like to get news from a place that's sort of like Drudge was 15 years ago. It's called the Liberty Daily. A great place for conservative news headlines. And one of them says that these congressmen have destroyed records and documents regarding January 6th matter. Since President Trump has been charged with a crime, he now has a power of subpoena. And they don't want him to subpoena those records and documents which would prove his innocence. So they've destroyed them. That's a crime, isn't it, sir?
Well, it certainly is. Yeah, the whole thing is absolutely insane. But, you know, those people don't have any moral standing. They don't have, there's legal standing, there's moral standing. They don't have actually either. But, the whole thing is just absolutely insane. There's an interesting video of Hillary Clinton before the 2020 election. She's saying, if Joe Biden loses, he should not allow it to stand. He should do, whatever it takes. Simply not allow the election to stand. That was Hillary Clinton, her own voice, her own face saying that.
Right, right. The word insane is used a lot and thrown about a lot. But there's times when it's appropriate to use that word, isn't there?
And things are just getting insane. But this will be interesting because there's a lot more. See, the other thing about destroying documents is that there are other records of those documents, not just in the offices of these people.
Exactly.
So the fact that they're destroying them. Can be shown that they when asked to produce these records and they can't do it, there are other records of all of that. There was a woman being interviewed in England, and she talked about how there was body language between the Queen and Trump separating from the corporation set up by England in 1871 or whatever.
Yes. Well, as these matters move forward, we're getting closer and closer to the next presidential election, which the hopefuls are already out there. Some of whom have no chance whatsoever of being elected president. They're doing it for other reasons, obviously. This fellow of Indian ancestry, Vivek Ramaswamy, I think is how he says it last, something like that. He's proven to be quite a brilliant young man. He's not going to be elected president. Nobody believes that. But he may end up with a high-level position in a new Republican administration because he's so bright and so conservative. I'd love to see that. And, of course, Robert Kennedy Jr., who was part of the Trump administration for 4 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever it was, has been revealing lots of information, including who killed his uncle, John Kennedy, and revealing the truth about vaccinations, which was going to be his job in the Trump administration, wasn't it?
Right, and then, exactly, and then COVID hit. Interesting.
Right, and it's interesting. Well, Jim, I'd like to get a archaeological update every Wednesday. Do you have one for us this week, sir?
Yeah, I've got a really, really good one. This is very interesting, and it's not a new discovery. This occurred in southern China, and the discovery date, I don't really have. It really wasn't published. But this was published, this whole article was published in Archaeology Magazine. But here's what they found. They found 47 teeth in a cave. And, of course, teeth are one of the last things to decompose with time.
Right.
So they found some jaw pieces and other skull pieces. And there again, kind of like the motor in a car, it's one of the last things to go to dissolve. The other bigger bones they decay much more rapidly. So they found the jaw bones and the face bones, which are modern man. They're estimated to be 80,000 years old. Some people believe they're as much as 300,000 years old. But the teeth, it gets more interesting. The teeth, 47 teeth were found in total, but from 13 different humans. And these are modern human teeth. And so the interesting part was that they were washed into this cave by a flood. It wasn't that the people died there.
Right.
And so these parts of you know, skull and teeth were washed into this area by a flood. And this is the one thing that I've been talking about. More and more people are picking this up, that these devastating earth events are accompanied by large floods, and we know that the Mayans talk about it in the Popol Vuh. They talk about Quetzalcoatl carrying the ocean on his back. That's their figurative way of talking about a tsunami and destroying a lot of things that are on the land. And when you look at, for example, Yucatan, you can see how a big wave would come in hundreds of miles, and then when it recedes, just washes everything out. And you can see that with even mild tsunamis, where they come in and there's nothing left after the tsunami goes out, just washes that stuff out to sea. But the idea that these teeth were deposited in this cave, now imagine all the other teeth that were not washed into the cave. You mean it's not like the wave just came and went right into this little cave. And so there were large populations. What can you infer from this? You can infer that there were large populations of modern humans in China at least 80,000 BC. And why this is not a major story in the archaeological community, well, of course, they're protecting their Holy Grail. Their story, and even after this, and I mean, you can see that this blows the entire story of man developing in Africa and then migrating through Asia and across the Bering Strait to populate the Western Hemisphere. You know, it's just bogus, just bogus. They're still trying to tie this into that scenario.
Really?
You know, they just won't give up. They just won't stop kicking a dead dog.
Well, Velikovsky has made reference to finding bones of animals, deceased animals, of course, in caves where they were all jumbled together as if a tidal wave had washed them in there, and either as alive or dead animals, and they're all the bones were jumbled together. I'm sure you recall that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and what appears to be the case is that the animals somehow found their way into this cave or knew about this cave, maybe went in there for protection or out of the weather at times. And so when it really got bad, I mean, part of my weather book, I go through the whole middle section of the book talking about what it would be like to have a large comet passing by Earth and all of the electromagnetic and gravitational effects, the wind, the rain, the hail of brimstone and fire, the small meteorites coming in and burning the naphtha, the petroleum, up in the upper atmosphere and everything. So these animals went into this cave, and animals that would normally eat each other were in this cave together, and then, of course, died in there and probably asphyxiated because of the gas. Because, for example, remember the Passover, all of that, and the Mayans did it. There's a group of Native Americans up in North Dakota that honor a Passover also. And what they did is they went into their huts, and these people knew they had to close it off because of the noxious gases in the comet, till the comet passed and these noxious gases passed in, you know, the Israelite Passover, which is Israelite, by the way. They closed the door and they painted blood over the door to indicate that don't even knock on the door because we're not opening it. And the way they tested the air to get to finally open up the door is they had birds, little birds, and they would put them out in the, like in an opening, and then if the bird died, they wouldn't go out. If the bird lived, then they knew they could go out and breathe again. And so these animals probably died of asphyxiation, just like the mastodons up in the tundra of Siberia died because they were they died very quickly, but they died standing up.
Right.
They died, they were flash frozen and died standing up. And so there had to have been like a very rapid drop in atmospheric pressure. The Earth shifted about 30 degrees, and they
Jim, you're on mute. You hit the mute button. Jim, you're on mute. Hello, Jim. Unmute yourself. Okay, somehow he muted himself and doesn't know it. Maybe he'll figure it out here when he's not getting any response. We'll just be patient here, and hopefully Jim McCanny can get reconnected. Maybe he'll read the note my engineer just sent him that he's on mute. He doesn't even know it yet. Easy to do. Easy to push the wrong button, touch it by mistake. And yesterday we had some issues with me touching the wrong button and getting an echo because we had two Skype connections going at the same time. This equipment is incredibly complex and sensitive, and It's if you push the wrong button, you're going to screw things up. It looks like Jim has left us and will rejoin us with a new connection. So I'm interested to hear more about this topic. Archaeology is one of my passions. I have a stack of books regarding archaeology about a foot tall. Maybe it's grown since. And you need to call back. Somebody needs to call somebody. You were on mute, Jim. That's why we can't hear you. You were on mute, and he can't hear me because he's disconnected. So on mute. Okay. That's okay. Maybe he'll get reconnected here in a moment. It'll take a moment to get this. And we got a caller on hold. We got John in Texas. John in Texas, just be patient. You have a question, I'm sure, for Professor McCanny. And we'll get to your question just as soon as Professor McCanny gets reconnected. I've known Professor McCanny for about 20 years now. He had an issue that I used my professional skills to help him with. And we became friends then. And we've met in person a couple of times. He and I are about the same age, and we've had totally different life experiences. His becoming part of the university academic situation up there with Cornell University, myself becoming a homicide detective. And we both share some very common interests. Jim, are you with us on the telephone?
John, yeah, we have a back door for situations like this, so I just used it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any more follow-up on these animals being crushed by water, or ready for a caller?
Yeah, just a second. I just want to reiterate that how could you look at this situation with the teeth of 47 teeth, they're from 13 different people, in a cave, and not realize that, you know, those teeth didn't just wash into this cave by themselves. There had to be potentially hundreds of thousands of teeth that got, or people that were killed in this event, whatever it was, and this is what ended up in the cave. So that means there's this large population of modern humans in southern China 80,000 years ago minimum, and nobody notices?
Right. Well, there's a pyramid in China that's far larger than the Great Pyramid at Giza that China does not allow outside archaeologists to visit or investigate. And I think they've tried to cover it up with dirt to make it less obvious what it really is. Okay, Jim, let's move on. We got a caller on hold. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Yeah. All right, so, Professor McCanny, what is it is being alleged by the media and officialdom that the current weather pattern changes are being caused by increasing amount is man-made, and that it is being created by increasing amounts of methane and carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If it were actually, but is the pattern of change consistent with an increase in carbon dioxide and methane? If it were carbon dioxide and methane, what would we actually be seeing in terms of changes in Earth temperature and climate and weather patterns, and does it differ in any way with what we're actually experiencing?
Yeah, no, the whole climate change thing is bogus. And there's enough people with serious credentials coming out and saying that. I've been saying it all along since the beginning. It originated with Carl Sagan and the greenhouse effect. You notice that nobody says greenhouse effect anymore. They smooth it over with frosting and double sugar cake topping frosting to say global climate change. They don't even say global heating anymore. But the real situation is that, you know, if you look at CNN or anything else, half the articles are about weather. Oh, it's climate change. And, you know, that's just the... you know, that's just the theme that they're pushing. No scientists will get funding if they don't say climate change. So all the scientists are saying it that are employed. The real ones, a lot of them outside of the climate change world, are saying, no, this is bogus. There was never any scientific value to the greenhouse effect. But the real situation is where it's dry and hot, those are being driven not by carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, but by laser satellites, which are controlling low cells, and they spin the heat into populated areas or target areas. And if you look at the outside of those low-pressure cells, it's extremely cold because they're drawing warm air from the south.
Right.
And the cold air from the north is being dragged down into other areas where it's extremely cold. Brazil lost its coffee crop.
Yeah,
it snowed in Brazil. Hello?
Amazing. Nobody John, thank you for your call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. Winter will be here soon. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money with a wood-burning stove, listen carefully, that has no smoke. You can get them at the LibertyMan.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at TheLibertyMan.com. Jim, before we get to our next caller, tell us how people can listen to your live radio show and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, or streaming online, WWCR.com, the James McCanny Science Tower at the Crossroad airs in its 23rd year commercial-free. And this week I'll be talking about the recent movie Oppenheimer has created a lot of interest in the bomb years, and so I'll be giving my perspective on a lot of things that you don't see anyplace else. So make sure you listen. All the archives are on my webpage. Last week I talked about that also, so if you missed that, go back and listen to last week's show also on the archives.
All right, thank you. Our next caller is JB in Missouri. Good morning, JB.
I have two things. For several days now, when I've tried to access your archives, it says, be back soon. This website is under maintenance. Check back tomorrow. If you're the owner of this website and have questions, reach out to Hostmaster. We're happy to help. And the second thing is, Professor McCanny, would you elaborate on the Act of 1871, which was a subject you brought up earlier in the show today? Thank you.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, just now, so you're saying the radio show?
RBN archives have been down since Monday. My archives are still up and running at my website, Brighteon, Rumble, and so forth.
Oh, she was talking to you.
Right.
About that. Okay. And then 1871, British created an organization, a corporation, USA in the United States, and many things have happened since then, like the banking, where Congress turned over the banking to the Vatican Rothschild banking empire. What was it, early 1900s? But the body language that occurred when Trump visited the Queen, remember they criticized Trump for walking in front of the Queen?
Uh-huh.
And you don't do that. You don't walk in front of the Queen. But she stopped and she waved him in front of her. And so, and that was symbolic of Trump telling the Queen that, you know, this corporation has been dissolved. And so anyway, there's a lot going on in the background, I think, that people don't understand. And, you know, the trying to arrest Trump and all of this is pretty feeble efforts to try and get rid of this guy. And besides, remember, he's a actual true Christian. And I learned this when I was at Cornell. You can imagine a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Christian from the Midwest amongst the faculty at Cornell. I don't have to enumerate on that. I think everybody should know what I'm talking about. Doesn't set well, especially telling them that they don't know what they're doing and that they're completely wrong, and then replacing what they're doing. So at any rate, there's a lot of issues going on here in the background. Not the least of which are the issues going on to destroy the white Christian family in the Western Hemisphere.
Absolutely. Well, it's all by design. None of this is happening by happenstance, is it, Jim?
No. And so there's a war going on, and you started out talking about this at the beginning of the show, John. Now Trump has the ability, because of really stupid maneuvering on the part of the
Department
District
of Justice
Attorney.
The Department of Justice in prosecuting him has given him a wonderful gift, the gift of the power of subpoena, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. And so
we'll continue our discussion after the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Excellent.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. the energy cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The energy cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the energy cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to join me in Des Moines, you've got a couple of days to get your tickets. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, this coming weekend, the 12th and 13th of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. I'm listening. I'll talk about a moment for you folks suffering with pain. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. Yeah, I'm talking to you. What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get your life back. Details at thelibertyman.com. Get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. You'll be very glad you did. Keep in mind, I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do because they'd be out of business. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. My toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, what topic would you like to go on to next, sir?
John, here's an interesting story. This has been going on since we started launching rockets into outer space. Every time a rocket goes up, gets close to the atmosphere, and it's got this long plume of gases, hot gases, coming out the back, it basically discharges the ionosphere to ground electric circuit. And it started to be noticed more and more, and there's an example here. It was in photographs were published in spaceweather.com and other places. because they're doing launches at pre-dawn. So now they're you can actually see this discharge. But what's really funny is that the scientists, the so-called scientists at spaceweather.com, are talking about charge exchange. This is their old standby anytime they see something electrical happen in outer space, including the X-rays and comets and things like that. They talk about charge exchange. And it's not charge exchange. That's a bogus explanation. It's discharging the vertical electric field. And because it does that, it depletes the ionization at the upper atmosphere. And then when the sun comes up, it ionizes, reionizes that atmosphere, so it doesn't last very long. If the launch is during the daytime, it's really not noticeable. You can't see it. And also, it's in the daytime. It's very short-lived. But anyway, it's rather comical to see the explanations coming out of standard science for things that are very much explained by my work, which existed, you know, decades before all of this rocket activity was going on.
Okay, well, I was talking to a guest Monday who worked had a project he's working with NASA, and I said, next time you talk to one of the NASA guys, ask them why it's been decades that the Hubble Space Telescope has been up there. They haven't pointed at the most valuable 1 or 2 acres there is, which would be the 1 or 2 acres on the moon, where allegedly items were left behind from the spacewalks. And he said he would do that. It's it continues to be, it continues to be a rather bizarre situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a standard response that NASA people have learned, and this is from the top down, including the leaders of NASA who have been asked, or the European Space Agency, when they're asked about James McCaney. And the only response that anybody can get is no reply, no response.
Right.
And those two words, and that's it. No comment. And then people will come back with a second question. Well, haven't you heard about his books or seen his website or radio show? No comment is all they can say. That's a programmed response. And this is at JPL, this is at other places. They cannot say a word about me.
No, of course not. Of course not. That's not going to happen, is it?
No, so, anyway, interesting.
Oh, okay.
Well, good luck. I want to hear what your reply is. You know, when
we'll see. I don't know if he's going to, how soon he'll be back in touch with people at NASA. This is Bill Fortune, the author of One Second After, and his newest book will release later this month is 5 years after, talking about EMP effects.
Okay.
And, okay, Jim, let's move on. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, let's see. Let me take a look here. Did we talk about Comet 12 Peapons Brooks last week, the horns of the bull?
I don't recall specifically. Is something new going on with it?
Yeah, there's a comet. It's a, you know, just an average comet that developed horns, and this is a biblical there are many biblical references to this in the larger comets. And smaller comets can do it also. We saw, for example, Comet Neat, one of the Neat comets, was seen to develop the horns. And it's a plasma effect. It has to do with the way it looks is literally like the horns of a bull. And when ancients would see this, typically they were the more powerful comets. And what's happening is that the sunward discharge breaks apart into two pieces. But what's comical is that the NASA's mouthpieces, like Tony Phillips, and who's he was the guy that would take my news releases at American Geophysical Union meetings and throw them in the garbage. So the news and press would not see them. Right. That just gives you an idea of what this guy is all about. But anyway, he said these are due to volcanoes on the comet. Now, that's a new one. Nobody's ever seen a volcano on a comet before. But anyway, they would have to be perfectly symmetrical volcanoes because the horns of the bull are extremely symmetrical. And so the whole issue is that, once again, you have bogus scientific explanations for things that would explain biblical references, things that people should know about. People should be educated that, you know, what these biblical references are talking about are comets. And they had, a lot of them had very specific effects on the people at the time because they were close. They would be close to Earth. Anyway, once again, common observations are blocked, you know, from the public understanding what they are by garbage science.
You've been dealing with garbage science most of your adult life, haven't you, sir?
Yeah. Oh, it's just, it's been incredible how they can continue to do this and go to sleep at night and collect a paycheck. It's just bizarre. But remember that this is the tier two science, and really these people don't know any different. I've been around them, and they're really stupid people. You don't need to be very smart to get a PhD especially astronomy or space science. You don't really have to have much physics background. Astrophysics is a bit different, but when they cross over from the barrier from physics into space physics and all of the weird explanations like the Big Bang and black holes and things like that, you know, none of them have enough brains. They've been repeating textbooks up to that point, to the point where they have no thoughts of their own. So they're pretty easily led astray. And if any of them ever do have enough brains to cross over that line, they're probably plucked out of there into Tier 1 science someplace, and then you don't ever hear from them again.
Yep. Never hear from them again. That's pretty much the way it is, isn't it, Jim?
Right. Here's an interesting story. Voyager 2, which was going by Jupiter and Saturn when I was at Cornell, continued out into the solar system, visited Uranus and Neptune, and then continued, and this spacecraft has a communication package about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and they were able to continue monitoring this, and it was it actually crossed out into intergalactic space from our solar system. They could tell because of the direction the particles were coming from. And it just lost communication. So it finally, they finally lost communication with this spacecraft. But that's incredible because this thing was built only for a very short-term space project, just to go by Jupiter and Saturn, hopefully Uranus and Neptune, and it performed amazingly well. And so the real kudos here go to the engineers that built these spacecraft. And I always said, whenever NASA built a spacecraft, they always had to build a new one. They should have built about 1,000 of these, and they should have had them all over the solar system, and we would know a lot more about the solar system today than we do. But they only built onesie-twosies of these things. There was Voyager 1 or Voyager 2, and then the Pioneer spacecraft that came before them. But anyway, that's kind of a major story that did not hit the front pages. Voyager 2 losing communication.
Well, sometimes NASA does something right, don't they, sir?
Right, but the things that are doing right, and this is what we see with, for example, Musk, the stuff he's doing. Imagine all of those engineers just race to his front door to be employed at SpaceX, because now they could work for a company that was doing something, not some dead-end government program that was overfunded and over-bloated with with executives, and about 5% of the money going to actual engineering and science. And those guys went over to Elon Musk's outfit, and look at what they're doing. Amazing things, you know. I don't agree with it all, but they are, you know, in terms of outer space, they're doing more in 5 years than NASA did in 50.
Right, right. Jim, we've got a caller and holder. We're at James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning, Professor McKenney. I was wondering, how would you compare the likes of the quality, say, of Wernher von Braun compared with what we have today?
Well, I know a lot of engineers, and von Braun was, you know, top of the line. I mean, but I would say there's a lot of people today on the same level. You know, if von Braun was here today, he would be doing stuff. And these engineers I'm talking about, you know, they're unsung heroes. You don't ever see their name. They don't publish, but their work. There's a lot of independent ones. They work on contract for NASA. They don't work for NASA. They work on contracts. And a lot of them have these little esoteric space companies that do very specific things, whether like telemetry or, you know, a particular type of sensor. But, no, there's some amazingly good engineers out there. And, of course, Musk got his good handful of them. Also, Bezos, you know, the... it is said that Huntsville, Alabama is converted into this, it's just this huge influx of people because of SpaceX and Blue Origin there.
Right.
So anyway, I would say to answer your question, there are, you know, a lot of good engineers, and when you hit that tier, it's kind of like tennis or football. You know, there'd be one of these famous running backs or something. There's probably 10 guys that are that good standing in line, you know.
Right. I've been listening to you for a while, and there's a political bias or a political impediment to, I think, a lot of things that could be developed and given to the public, but... These discoveries have been held back. I wondered, what do you think about that?
Absolutely. My whole life. My whole life has been held back, you know. Every time I do my electromagnetic propulsion systems, you know, I could just go on and on. You know, why are kids in grade school not learning about prime numbers? You know, I could spend another hour listening. So absolutely, no, things are being held back. They want the public stupid. You know, so what are they teaching kids at school? Transgender ideology, you know, or, you know, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
They want the public stupid, and they want this generational gap. This is what's going on,
right?
Because if you lose that, it's like engineering. If you lose that gap, if there's any time gap in there, and that's what happened with NASA. NASA doesn't do engineering anymore. They farm it all out to somebody like SpaceX. And SpaceX, if it weren't for SpaceX, NASA wouldn't have anything. So all NASA is doing now is moving money around and taking skimming off the top to pay a lot of useless employees.
Right. Okay. Thanks for taking my call then.
Bye. Okay.
You know, Yeah, there's an interesting thing. When Trump was president, remember the government shut down, and they said, okay, all essential employees should work. NASA got full 100% funding, but had the highest percentage, something like 97% of non-essential employees, yet they got 100% funding. Yeah, you got to laugh. You know, and even
it makes me wonder,
was that about,
if you're not an essential employee, why do you have a job in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but they got they were the only one that got 100% funding. Only one little program was cut. It had to do with like some future Mars rover or something crazy thing. But Trump knew. He said, this is Congress proof, president proof. You have to fund NASA, because if not, they will cut some little company in often a little town, and you'll be blamed for these employees losing their jobs.
Thank you, anyway, Jim. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, you got about 2.5 minutes here, 3 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Yes, John, thank you. Right now, the water filters, the JMCC water filters, there's a sale going on the MR5s. There are a little bit of a reduction there. And so go to the webpage. It is linked from John's page. So all I can tell you is that you should be water independent. So there's the MR5 whole house water filter. Everybody is raving about that. It's the only thing like it on the planet. There's no other water filter that can compare to that. And then also the gravity replacement water filter elements, that if you have a gravity water filter, then these will replace whatever you happen to be using right now. And they're better, and they're a lot less expensive than any of the other things on the market. I cannot believe people charge $160 for two water filter elements, and they're just like 20-year-old technology. But anyway, go to my webpage, like I say, JMCC Water Filters, and that's linked from John's page, because John's an affiliate. And so make sure you're water independent. So that's probably the biggest message I can give people. If you're not, find a way. We also have a make your own. So if you have a cabin or a remote place or a bug out bag or whatever you have and you need a water filter, we have a make your own water filter package where you get the spigot and the water filter elements and you make your own. We have instructions on how to do that. So anyway, John, thank you. And a lot of things going on. We'll see what the state of the world is like next week.
We will. Absolutely. Well, Jim, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Wednesday, sir.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is one of the best experts, in my opinion. There's a couple of others, but he's one of the best experts on the international commerce conspiracy. And he's authored 6 books on the topic. They're available for sale at Amazon.com, and his website is jrnyquist.blog, and like I mentioned, his book for sale at Amazon.com. This has become his passion. Jeff originally, as a young man, wanted to be a professional school teacher in the California public schools. He found out he would not be allowed to do that unless he became a communist. That's what he found out. It's a shame. But that's what led him on his quest to become a bona fide expert in the international commerce conspiracy. And he's done something very few men or women have done, that sit across the interview table from a number of high-level KGB defectors. That's where a lot of his first-hand information comes from. The men who, at risk of their life and liberty, escaped from Mother Russia and brought with them the information we need to understand what's going on with the international communist conspiracy, which is a real thing, by the way. This is not, it's not a fiction. It's not any kind of fantasy or conspiracy theory. It is real. And we're living the consequences right now with the COVID-19 coming out of China, part of the international communist conspiracy to conquer the world. That's what it is, and we're living it right now. Yeah, so stay tuned for Jeff Nyquist. Tomorrow we'll have my friend Dr. Horowitz with us. I believe he's a busy guy, but he takes out an hour a week to join us. We may have Brady giving us some updates on liberated rocket heaters as well. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.